He's got a microphone.
Jackie.
She's in the ring.
I'm sure you've heard about my masterpiece.
Oh, no.
Who hasn't?
And I'm sure you saw.
They've all heard about his masterpiece, apparently.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you saw what I did to that poor, pathetic, misguided soul, Mike.
Yeah, we all saw it.
He was hiding behind a mask of hypocrisy, much like you and everyone else out here. Thankfully, I exposed him for the greedy pig that he was. He realized the consequences of his actions, and now he's been saved.
Really?
Now, Jackie, I can tell by the look in your eye that you feel a little uncomfortable being this close to me. I can sense that you have a guilty conscience. I can smell the sin all over you. As I was saying, don't try and hide it, Jackie. I mean, let's face it, you are a gorgeous woman with a gorgeous body.
Well, that's true.
You should be so proud. I mean, is it pride that forces you to dress like a $2 tramp? Is it pride that forces you to flaunt your body and pervert the minds of these impressionable people? Jackie, your pride has put you in a precarious position. Consider me your salvation.
He is not going to do this to her.
Stand back.
No, he's not.
Here comes the hurricane. And Raven wants no part. Well, thank goodness somebody came out here, because Raven was getting ready to do something to Jacqueline that I don't think any of us wanted to see.
Citizen Psycho. The only sin being committed here is you telling anybody what's right or wrong.
That's right.
But wait, holy brainstorm. Why don't you come down that her ramp, get in this her ring, and show me what is up with that.
Oh, I'll take this. I'll take this. Raven and the Hurricane. Hopefully they'll get it on. Yes.